sins away. And I'll follow, follow Jesus all the way. Jesus is the way.
Follow him this morning. So come on and put your hands together for the Lord one more time before we turn this over to our pastor. Hallelujah.
I praise the Lord today. What about you? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're in the right place at the right time. We heard a good word this morning. I'm kind of like when I was a teacher when I first started. I started teaching. Like Al. And so they came and told me, said, you ain't teaching Sister Al, you be preaching. You ain't teaching Brother Al, you be preaching. Praise the Lord, that's good. Praise the Lord. I said, well, I'll be trying, you know. But I'm glad to be here today. I praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the class. I mean, we really had a good, we've been had some good teaching. This church is so blessed to have what we got. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. So I was sending, you know, and anybody that ministers the word, they want to be on time. And they want to be in sync. And so here I'm sitting up here saying, now, Lord, I know what I done studied. I ain't got nothing else. I don't. And so then sister jumps up and just made it okay. Say, so you can't fear. I say, oh, thank you, Lord. You know that, don't you? Praise the Lord. Well, that this little word. We're gonna study on that today. Father, I want to thank you. Would you stand, please? Everybody stand, except for if you can't stand. But I just want to thank you for what we feel in our hearts today. I want to thank you, Lord, because I believe if we'll do what you say, you're going to do the rest. So I'm looking, oh God, I'm looking for you to do what you say. Because you are God and there is none other. We thank you for removing our fear. Lord, I feel like I'm being transformed. And so I know they're being transformed. You are transforming us. Held it to the image of your son. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. For this strange feeling we're feeling in. Hallelujah. That we feel like we're going on. Hallelujah, Lord. This is you. And I just want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the word today. Anoint thy servant. I can't do nothing without you. I ain't going to try. I just love you, and I praise you today and bless the saints. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around and shake somebody's hand and say, I'm going to get something out of this thing today. Yeah, we're going to get something out of this thing today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I tell you, we got to have a desire to get something, I tell you. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm going to tell you, whatever, wherever you are today, you're in a good place. And then, yeah, you are. You're in a good place. Wherever you are standing. If you love God, unless you ain't loving God now. If you love God, you're in a good place. I want to thank the Deborah for obeying the Lord. I'm just feeling good today. I just want to thank all of you that come. And for my precious ones back there, hallelujah. I told Gwen, I said, now this ain't right. You got to take me to see my grandbaby. That's my great grandbaby. I ain't even held the child. Come on, sending me a picture. I don't want no picture. I want to go and touch her and feel her and kiss her. Well, I don't want to get too close kissing. But you know what I'm saying? I said, you got to. She said, well, mama, I said, well, if she don't, you got to come get me. I hate to, you know, mess you up. You got to come. Come on. Praise the. I'm thankful to be. Come get the Lord a big kid. I'm just thankful for the Lord being here. So Al touched upon it today. So I'm going to try to do what the Lord is telling me. Apple is that where he said not to fear. You said it today. I want to go there. I'm just going to go there because this is what I'm feeling right now. Hallelujah. I thank you. And the Lord is not speaking just to Joshua today. He's saying, you got to stand on your job. You got to stand. You know, you go, I'm going to do. No. You want God to use. We are the lights of the world. As long as he was in the world, he say, I'm the light of the world. We are the lights. I'm the light. You're the light. Praise the young and old. Praise the Lord. But then the Lord told Joshua that man holds in his heart. He tries to get rid of, but he holds it there. Because he's man. We got to get rid of some of these things that cause us to be fearful. Was chosen after Moses died. Y'all know the story. But this book of the law, is something about the Bible. It's something about the things that God has left. I'm telling you, it gives you strength. Praise the Lord. And then if you do it, and if you put it together right, put the mud and eggs in it and sugar in it and beat it up. Hallelujah. That's in here. Hallelujah. If you do put the right ingredients in it. Oh, I'm going to show you something in Matthew. Oh, God. Get this, the land that they had. We're not looking for literal land. But we're looking for, he's going to tell us, he's talking to us now. He said, have I not commanded you, said, and of a good courage? Say, be not afraid. I'm not afraid. You know how you get, you know. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whether thou goest. Whatever I've learned, whatever you go through. I don't care if your bills need paying. You know, people go through all. You need whatever you need. God knows it. If they come and say you need, you know, y'all got your taxes filled out. So, well, we see that you owe. The good Lord. I don't put in done, so I don't get nothing. But your God, when you owe your taxes, he's your God. When you can't walk, he's your God. God, if we do what he say. And so I've been through it. Done. And I'm going to tell you something. It works. I say it works. You don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what you're going through. If you have not been in what to do, because if you ain't been in it, how you going to tell it? A lady, her daughter died, one of the ladies in our class. So when she didn't, but when I see her, I'm just going to put my arms around her. I don't have a kid to die. Because I haven't lost a child. Now, Al could go up there, Tawana could say, you know, be careful what you keep your mouth. That's what you know, learn how to keep your mouth. Sometimes you think you're doing the best thing. But if you ain't going, praise the Lord. So he said, be of good courage. He said, I command you. Scared, you got a big job to do here. Brother Al was preaching on the milk. People, I can't be afraid. We're going to go to Genesis. I'm going to show you what fear will do. Genesis 12. I want to start here. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. You know, God, the Lord has given us of his spirit. These people didn't have, but we have Christ in us. the hope of glory. They did not have, you know, when they only had it for, you know, if they had something to do, the Holy Ghost would come, they do it, boom, thus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I want to start with 9. 12 is too long. 9. Genesis 9. Did I say Genesis 12? I'm sorry. God gave me some eyes, but it ain't like God's eyes. I have to learn how to use these, brother. I mean, you have to really learn how to use what man give you. I'm telling you. 12 south. This is Abram. Say Abram. Then Abraham, he ain't changed his name yet. Now Abram sojourned there. For the famine was grievous in the land. It came to pass that when he had come near, I know that thou art a beautiful woman or a frail woman to look upon. Therefore, it should come to kill me. They're that furious. I'm scared I'm going to get killed. Say, I pray to you, my soul shall live. And she ain't thought about nothing. She just did what he said. And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to, she was very fair. The princes also of Egypt, of Pharaoh, saw it. The woman was taken into Pharaoh's house or into his harem. But God didn't permit him to touch her. She was pretty. And I'm thinking as I'm reading this, I'm saying, Lord, now, Abram must have knew that you was going to do something. That either he didn't care. But I'm just thinking that had it because, see, when he knew that the customs of that land, the Bible say they gave him a, y'all read it. Well, Lord, you're going to keep. I'm sure he didn't want nobody to mess. You know, I'm sure that that. But I don't know what Abram was thinking about. Up the two and talk about you going to, you know, rule. And, you know, I'm talking about Abram. People, this man who knew God yourself. Because fear will make you lie. I say fear will make you lie. You scared of something. Really turned it on. You can, you know, you said, don't do this. Did you do it? Could you just drip it off? No, I didn't do it. You know it. Amen. And so down to the two of them. He entreated Abram, you know, well for his princess got him. Okay. And he entreated Abram well. And he had sheep and asses and camels add to his repertoire. What he already had. He was already rich. And they made a house of this man. It said, and the Lord plagued Pharaoh at his house. Great Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done to me? Why did you, I might have taken her to be the wife. Now, therefore, behold, your wife, get out of here. Pharaoh commanded his men to say, now, y'all let his wife, let him go. Just let him go here. So he left. Chapter. His name been changed. I don't care if your name been changed. Your name been changed. For with God and yourself. Be truthful. I don't go through that lie. It's 20. Now, I can't read all of this. You know, hallelujah. Pam. Now he's still going. Now he's getting older, by the way. Now he's Abraham. And did his covenant and renewed the covenant with him. Gave him up to pieces and all these covenants he kept. He done did all this. So he went come to him and dwelt between Kadesh and Sur and sojourned there. You would have thought he'd have learned. Abraham, not Abraham. Her name is Sarah now. Okay. He said, for the woman which thou hast taken, she's a man's wife. Ain't God good. But I did this in the integrity of my heart, Lord. I wasn't trying to disobey you. So this man knew a little something about God. Restore the man his wife, for he's a prophet. Some prophet. And he shall pray. Gave me about the cultures. I don't have it with me. But this is a different culture. They called Abraham and said unto him, why hast thou done this unto me? What have I mean let you come into my country and park and, you know, what did I do to you? Surely the fear of the Lord is not in this place and they will slay me for my wife's sake. Now, you know, but listen, a lie is a lie and the truth is a lie. The lie is simply a lie. I go shopping a lot, you know, sometimes I go. Bridget puts the little blue thing up there because she got, you know, a handicap there. Tell the truth. No, I'm not handicapped. Now, when he took Jesus up on the mountain, he knew that he was the Son of God. He the people know I'm saved. No, they don't. They don't even know what saved is, especially this generation. They don't know what no saved is. No, they don't know what. They think you go to church, you saved. You know, ignored. I said, no, no. I said, no, Lord. And then I thought, I said, come on now, you can do better. Well, I guess he says, word for try. He tells you it's worth a try. Satan was in heaven. Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was. Get too big for him to try you. I'm a Christian. I take my Bible. He don't care. You, what he think you weak, he going to try you. So be careful. Oh, Didi got a thing. That little thing, that little tag. Don't you dare borrow her. Say, I'm going to shine. And no liar is going to stand. You know, and if we take the word too, we take it too. So, and do you know sometimes we love our kids so, watch it, D. You know, just, we'll just take this. Take this, let's get it all right. We got to get it right. Horrible, any kind of sin. It's horrible. Little foxes, amen. So I said, Lord, I don't know where I'm going to go with this. Okay, and Abraham, because of something that brother, I never knew what this meant until I read some commentaries. And I said, well, I declare. And it should come to pass when God calls me to wander to me, be, oh, Abraham. Every place, whether we shall come, sell me, he my brother. But listen now. And Abraham took the sheep. There you go again. Abraham. His wife. But look what he said. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before you. Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver unto all that are with thee and everybody else is with you. Thus she was reproved. And that made 1,000 pieces of silver. So he can buy all of Sarah of Baal because the women was no reason for her to be in that troop. And when she came to the, give your brother, enough money. I said, well, Lord. And then I laughed when I found out. So I said, Lord. Yeah. First he had to ask him, Lord, don't, you know. But then she really was his sister in a way. He said, well, you know, we don't have the same mothers. But we got to say, you know, not really a lot. Let's stop trying to, oh, my God. We talking about sons of God coming forth now. Addie. That's really his stepsister. So he made up his mind. So Abraham prayed, and she was reproved. And not only that, you got pretty women in you veil Sarah. The custom, when Rebecca came to see the brother, that Isaac, put a veil on. It was just the custom they did. What, you know, the perimeter of Egypt, he should have told all the women to veil themselves. Hey, he getting richer and richer on people. Praise the Lord. But this generation, we got to keep it clean. Amen. Amen. So now we are not to fear. Let me see the hands. I want to go to Matthew 14th chapter. Y'all pray for me now. Matthew 14, 27. Now every heart that's here, everyone that's been seeking God to say, God, take me. I want to do what you say. May this scripture help you. But straightway Jesus spake unto number 20 of the night. That's between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning. Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Y'all saying it's a spirit. They cried out in fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them saying, don't be afraid. Be not. If it's you. Bid me to come unto you in the water. Other disciples in the boat. Now, everybody ain't going to get out this boat and do this here. When you hear him say, come now, get out on the water and walk in this. You know, the Bible don't say he looked back in the boat. The Bible say he saw the winds. He looked in doubt. That's what fear causes. So when he got out and walked on, come. You can walk. I say, I can walk on you. If you tell me something, I can walk on it and it'll keep me up. Long as I can walk. I'm telling you, God, I've been walking on waves. When he come in and take da, 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 I said, oh, no. I'm walking on Jesus. He said, come, and I'm coming. I'm going to come because he said, come. If he said, come, he'll hold you up. So Jesus said, listen. Now, this is what got me right here. See, y'all should read all this when you read it. Be of good cheer. So Peter, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, water to go to, he walked on the water. Wind blowing. He was, and look at the winds. You can walk through your problems, see the things around you. If you keep your eyes on, you think he loves it? He said, oh, well, Lord, you know I'm human. But then what he said, oh, thou a little faith. And I thought, good Lord, faith? Well, at least he didn't say no faith. Because I looked it up. He said, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Every God, you need to keep walking. You need to be caught walking in the truth of the word. God don't want us to doubt what he says. You in dreams, he show you different things, you know, and you need to be knowing it. Amen. But I'm telling you, he got saints that pray. Y'all come out here, you know, we come out here, I come out here and see God do something. I believe in God to do something. Angelique, the girl that I work with, she said, this lady, this, that, she did, and I'm sending them to you. But since they, I'm sending them, to you. So, you know, but we ought to learn. And when I read that, I said, Lord, I love the saints, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. I said, but Lord, if not being able to walk on the water, because he said, walk, that's little faith. Good Lord, where are we? He didn't say, oh, you have little faith. He didn't say, Peter said, oh, Peter, you, at least you walked. He said, oh, Peter, I'm Peter. Think about it. I said, here is God. We tell he can do anything. We tell people he can do anything. My unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. And it works with Brother Mark, Patrick. Always smiling. I said, oh, he, I said, well, you know, I have to preach. He said, you a preacher? He said, did he tell you? Then I prayed for him. And he said, I feel 100% better. Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you for praying for me. I said, you wait up. You ain't going to pray for you. God going to straighten them legs out and you're going to be okay. Hey, I'm going to do what I can. Pray that people appreciate you having faith. They appreciate it. Oh, Lord. So I said, Lord, you know, so people can know that there's a God. You know, when you pray for people and God move for them, read. But if you lay your hands on them and let God do something, they're going to call you back and say, oh, my Lord, like you do what God say do, how he say do, and you got to have the power to do it. And God, don't let the devil tell you ain't got no power. You know, it's passing. No, you got power. And you say, well, so-and-so is and they need prayer. You pray for them. If they read down, amen. You know, use what you got. I said, use what you got. Well, I don't know. You won't know till you try. You won't know. Pray people start looking. I just kept on walking. Thought to myself, I'll help church up in here. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to ask God to help out. God is going to be God when God's people raise up. But I love it when I hear testimonies say, you know, I did this and I did that. At least you're trying. Butterfly with a broken wing. You can't heal nobody. But God can reach places that I go in the store and I say, Lord, you lead me to somebody that needs you. Speak a word. That's all. You just speak a word. If you speak a word to somebody, praise the Lord. She just lost her son. She just lost her son. And she now she ain't gonna be in there. No, but she gonna be, you know, walking in. You walk up to this girl and said, the Spirit of the Lord told me that you lost your son. What you think? God knows everything. God getting ready to use us if we will be used. He needs us to be able to talk to him. Leslie needs something. Last day people would be just really tied up. Don't be so tied up in yourself. Because when you go out in that street, it's somebody out there needs some help. I don't care on a crutcher. God might need me. You just probably need to speak the right words to somebody. Help somebody. And it may not be, you may not open no blinded eyes, but you could open blinded eyes. Amen. So Abraham, our brother, said it, fear. And I said, some kind of, but they had a relationship with God. And when he called Adam, and understand, but you ain't gonna be running. and they ran and had this, and then they tried to cover it up. What they had done now. And he knew where Adam was. He didn't have to call Adam. He knew it. Or we could say something else stupid. Because God, where's his parents? What are they teaching him? You know, they come to school saying, I wonder what's going to happen today. You know what I'm saying? So then the world is your people. And then we got the legislators. They stand. Somebody going to get hurt. Somebody going to get hurt. Because they changing. Because it's just pitiful. Amen. Will you stand on your trust and never fear? I'm going to trust and never fear. Because fear, I should have done that. I should have said that to that one. I should have did this. Fear. And do what he has, especially Christians, been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Wow. And no man can come unto the Father but by. So we want him to come to the Father. You need something from God. You need God. The church needs God. I'm going to just tell you, Lord, I'm telling you some. We got something out there from somebody. Wrote a small book. It was a book. Just a bunch of foolishness. Got to go somewhere Tuesday. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna